Faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tragedy touches our lives every day, whether it's someone we know, related to, or it happens in our community. Be a part of the Red Cross mission helping communities here and abroad prepare for, prevent, and recover from disasters. Did you know that over 96% of Red Cross services are provided by you, the volunteer? Local and national volunteers are always needed. We train you to provide care and assistance to those in need after disaster strikes. You can help. Go to redcross.org today for more information. That's redcross.org.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with a No Bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate. Or, how about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months, or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler. Noble.
Ha ha ha. hope that there's no abuse. It might get better. I gotta go. Welcome back to St. Pius High School. We just had the singing of our national anthem, and of course, something that's going to happen all season long. That flag will be flown at half staff in memory of Tom Sudyke. A very cool tribute, just one of several things that they're doing for Tom this year. Of course, they're going to put number 60 on the back of the helmets as well. That's one thing. They have a little dedicated for Tom Sudyke, and there's number 60 for various amounts of photos of his time here as well. And the brand new press box that they came in, or put in, I should say, was also named after Tom Sudyke. So, Ryan, there's some pretty cool things that they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I know they've made some changes around the facilities here, trying to spruce things up a little bit. Football field looks great. It's the best I've seen it look in many years, as a matter of fact. So, you know, the scoreboard changed not too long ago. They dedicated it to Father Dalton. Not should be a lot of fun. That looks great. Playing for 23 years.
3 years. First regular season game. But nothing that's ever worked. And we're going to go ahead. Jay Breeder, a little bit of the starting lineups here for you. St. Right now, doing the return on offense. St. Pius is going to go into that quarterback. Academy, the transfer, one of two seniors on the team, Luke Lambert. Not meet the required amount of practices.
That's a big blow, no doubt about it.
So Matt Lober will be looked in, of course, with the air raid offense. They have an H, X, Y, and Z position for your receivers. And in the backfield, you have Dustin Birch at H, Elliot Fisher at X, Y is Ryan Almany, and Z, Eli Dale. Tom Arriaga is going to be on the offensive line. He's the second. Dalton Costas, Sam Wrightley, and Luke Conferato. That's the offensive line. St. Pius has won the toss, and they will elect to receive.
Yeah, they want the ball.
They want the ball. Good thing we started with their offense, huh?
Absolutely. I guess they're not wasting any time. They want the ball. They want to get that offense out there, and that should be interesting how that works.
So next, that's going to leave the defense, and the defense, the Windsor Owls. Windsor Owls defensively, defensive end. They're going to have Jake Rader. He's a senior, 5'10", 208, your junior here at Holtsey. He's 5'9", 210 pounds. Brandon Aurin, he's a junior, 5'11", 222 pounds. And Nick Barnes, a sophomore, 6'2", 225, rounds out the defensive line. Your middle linebacker is a junior, 5'10", 235, Dylan Meyer. Your linebacker Max Wilcock, 5'11", 186. And we are getting set here to kick off. Jason Lynn, Lucas Frank, Amber Harrison, Scout, Brendan Fouts represents the backfield. So Windsor kicking off. They are kicking from right to left. St. Pius going to get the ball in the offensive end. Going left to right. Windsor in the all white uniforms, brown stripes on their helmets. Well, St. Pius and the navy blue with the white and blue white on the top of their helmets, blue on the bottom half of their helmets. Of course, and Windsor logo on the side. Ryan, here we go.
Owls ready to go. It's a short kick.
Short kick up at about the 40-yard line, and a handful of Lancers dive on the ground. For St. Pius, number 81, and Brandon Enoch comes up with the football. They're going to start at their own 39-yard line on the right hash to get things going.
Good position to be in. I mean, maybe in a way St. Pius was kind of lucky to get that ball because of that short kick. But nonetheless, they have good field position to start just inside their own 40 at the 30 inch.
So Luke Lampro is getting ready to take his first snap as a St. Pius Lancer. St. Pius runs a little bit of an air raid offense. I don't know if anyone's familiar out there with former Texas Tech head coach and now Washington State head coach Mike Leach. That's where Coach Woods got that. Two wide receivers out left, one out right, and tailback in the backfield. Hand off to the left side, and there goes Lobo. He has it. He's going to run to the left. Doesn't get much of anything as a handful of Owls get up. Moves across the 40-yard line for a short gain of 2 yards. So it's going to be second and 8 to start now for the Lancers here
That's when the good things go early in this one. Windsor originally hit him right behind the line of scrimmage, but he was able to power his way forward for at least two. That was a good second effort to at least get something.
Three out right this time. Lamprose takes a snap for the gun, hands out to Robles, once again powers his way up the middle, and gets a tough 3 yards. Swarm tackle by the Windsor Owls on the left hash.
Robles gets a third for three now.
Five and a half yards, I should say. A couple run plays to start here, Ryan.
That was a good couple of yards there on that run. That was really, really tough. St. Pius, though, kind of has people running into each other in the backfield.
That's the play. Going out wide is Lamprose. He can throw deep into the field, and it is incomplete, overthrown. And two people, the running receiver looked like Elliot Fisher for the most part, and it goes over his head as Lamprose was pressured early. We'll see what they decide to do here. Coach Rich emphasized that special team would be big for him. And indeed, they are going to bring up punting here.
Just overshot his targets just a little bit. Not by much, but that was dangerous. I mean, there were two receivers there. Windsor had some defenders there as well. Could have gone much, much worse. They're lucky to maybe just coming down.
Absolutely. You feel like that ball was underthrown rather than overthrown. That might be intercepted. So punt formation now for St. Pius Lancers. Two returners out back for the Windsor Owls. Pius ready. The three defenders blocking the punter creep their way forward. Now are set as it's fourth and five. Snap, and here's the kick. Not a bad one, a high arcing kick. Going to get a lot of time for his coverage team to get down there. They let it bounce. It gives a little bit of a Windsor bounces from the 29-yard line back up to the 31-yard line on the first of the 2016 season.
St. Pius goes 3-0 on their first offensive possession. Let's see what Windsor can do. Windsor's a team that's returning a lot of potent players from last year. Quarterback returning and Cale Ward, as well as their leading rusher from last year as well, and Mr. Fouts. And he wears number one. He's a guy that's really put together back there. About 195 pounds, about 5'11". Tough kid.
Absolutely. Cale Ward takes the snap. He hands off the foul. He's going to sweep it out to the right side, and he's going to kind of dance his way and then power up into the middle and get it up. Couple of yards there. So Benny Fowler, his first carry, gains about two. Rounding out the starter, Nick Barnes, Jake Rader, Jake Vaughn, and then it's we have Brendan Apple. I should say, you want to see we mentioned in the backfield kill. The big 6'5", 195 tight end. Taking the snap this time is Ward, and it hands it off to Howell. Right up the middle. That looks like it's good for Howell first down. And indeed, it is getting the carry on to that one. Matt Ward his way up about 7 yards.
Good run there. He gets enough of that first down. Windsor running that spread offense, a little bit surprising. They've got an option the last couple of years, but this is a different look from what I've seen from Windsor recently.
First and 10 sponsor. First and 10, Coldwell Banker, Holsley Real Estate in Farmington, selling our community 1 yard at a time. Snap play. Fouts once again. He gets it out of the backfield. Streaks again to the right side. A little bit better than the first time around. Looks like he picks up about 4 yards on the play. Remains on the right half. 45 to the 46-yard line. Defensively for St. Pius on the line, Ryan Almaney, Luke Combrato, Tom Arriaga, Noah Lampros rounds out the forefront on the 4-4 defense. Linebackers, Connor Krodinger, back to pass, wide to the left side, he's got a man. On the coverage there, knocks it away. The pass was intended that time for Jake Baker, of course, the big 6'5" tight end we talked about.
Yeah, he had 6 touchdown receptions last year. He only caught 12 passes in total. 6 went for scores last year for Windsor. He could be a big play type guy, but just had that one go off the fingertips. He had it. He had a shot to bring it in, but Windsor did a good job defending.
Third and a long 6. Ward takes it with the option, it looks like. Now he's going to go off to the left side. He's tackled and scored. Looks like a little bit of a two-man by Grant Venom. Or Veman, I should say. So Veman comes off with a big tackle. That's going to fourth and 2 yards at midfield from the 50-yard line. Got to imagine Mitchell will probably go for it right here. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Right at midfield, just like you said, at the 50 directly, and they have to get about 2 more. See what they're going to try. No timeout or anything right here. They're going to stick with this and get a play in.
see how it play, how it, you know, it's going to play out. In fact, I think because the but now they're going to switch it up. They're bringing in the special teams, it looks like. Windsor's going to try to pin St. Pius team. So both teams elected punt. They're going to get close to good field. Now it looks like a timeout is called, and it is. It's going to be a timeout for St. Pius. Coach Woods wants to talk it over. A short timeout here on 1400 at KGF. It's 0-0 with 9:04 to play left in the first quarter between St. Pius and the Windsor.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
Welcome back to Father Thornton Stadium here at St. Pius, where Windsor changed their mind again. They decide to go for it. Hand off to their running back, Max Wolcott. He powers his way across the 50 down to the St. Pius 42 to convert on fourth down. Now first and 10 from the St. Pius 42-yard line on the left hash. Get Ward out of the gun. He's going to hand it off. No, he's going to take it on a rebound. Yard run by the quarterback. He did not get touched very much. Maybe a little bit in the beginning, but then from then on, he was just clear sailing all the way. Pius could not catch him from behind, and Ward rolls in for a 42-yard score. That's a weapon if your quarterback's doing that.
Absolutely. Ward shows his wheels right there all the way. This thing goes with the 41-yard. Interesting formation here for Windsor as they start off left. Now they go back, and it looks like they're going to kick a field goal now as the kicker comes out and ready. The lefty. We'll see. Well, St. Pius may have jumped off sides, and indeed they did. Whistles blow, and that's what it's going to be. On St. Pius. So St. Pius gets a false start. It's going to push them back just a little bit. So now we'll see what they'll do. Now they'll have to kick. It'll be 5 yards. They'll have to kick from the 7-yard line. It'll be after the two. That's where the initial point is. But a big run from Cale Ward, and that's lethal on that read option play. He took it, faked it to Fouts, was able to speed off at the right edge, go all the way into the touchdown. Here's the snap, the kick, and it's blocked at the line a little bit, and it's no good. So extra point, not good to get it. Unable to convert as they get another error on that one. And it's 6-0 Windsor. So they'll have to settle. Left is the touch.
Yeah, left-footed kicker right there. He just kind of shanked it off to the right a little bit. Big-time hook.
But nonetheless, Windsor takes an early 6-0 lead in this one with a big touchdown run all the way. The drive on that one, they started at their own 31-yard line. So as a total, it's going to be a 69-yard touchdown drive, of course, highlighted by the 41-yard run of the war.
Took them 8 plays to get that score, and of course, they had a big 4th-and-2 in which Windsor went for it and converted to keep that drive alive, and just a few plays later, they found the end zone.
Big play here. So St. Pius now going to have the chance to come back. They're now trailing now. Windsor will kick off for the second time. First time around, they did that short kick. Interesting to see what they do here now that they have a lead.
Windsor is still trying to settle in on a kicker. I don't think there's any question about it. They haven't really found somebody to really solidify that position.
Number 27.
See how this one goes, if they try to squib it again or not. It is.
Indeed, they do squib it. Now, diving on the football. And he recovers St. Pius. That's the second recovery there for Grant Beeman.
Yeah, he saved him once again. He's the one that recovered the first short kick.
And he was able to do this one as well. This one went directly off his fingertips, but he was able to turn and get to it. And gives him, again, good field position at the 40, which saves St. Pius can answer the bell after Windsor scored.
Coming back, Luke Lampros once again. Of course, Windsor forced a three and out the last time out. They're going to start from the 40-yard line on the right hash. They're going left to right in the navy blue uniforms with the white helmets. 8:35 to play. Windsor leads it 6-0. After the Cale Ward, 41-yard touchdown run. Lampros threw a wide out left, and he's going to take the snap, run off to the right side. Right over Jason Lynn, the defensive back. So Luke Lampros on his wheels there.
Tiptoeing the line here on the near side as well. I thought maybe he was going to step out of bounds, but now he got across the 50, and he's into Windsor territory after that good run.
Lampros back at the gun, three out left. Once again, he's going to roll out left, this time on a pass play. Now he's going to fake left, and he's sacked in the backfield. Right behind the line on a nice pressure play by Barnes from the Windsor Isles. His first sack of the 2016 season. Knocks down Lampros in the backfield. It's going to be second and 12. 40-yard line. 40-yard of Windsor, the marker.
Barnes, nice player for that team, making the play there. Not the biggest guy in the world, 6 foot, but 225. He's got some weight behind that 6 foot frame.
Now a handoff up the middle, and they're going to get back. Oh, this is right through, and getting a couple extra yards. I thought he was only going to get back to the line of Matt Lober to pick up about 4 yards and make it third and 8.
He turned something into nothing on that play. Just a quick spin move gave him an additional yard and a half or so. So great effort there. And at least St. Pius is not looking at a third and about 9.
It's much more manageable than third and over 10. Lampros gets it up the gut. Goes out right. It's a pass play. Throws it deep down the right side. And
Jason Lynn, number 9.
Jason Lynn,
yeah.
Number 9, comes up with it. Beg your pardon. Thank you, Ryan. So a big interception, but ultimately kind of works like a punt.
That ball kind of fluttered. You're right. Yeah, no question about it. We'll see about the flag. It's back at the 50-yard line. But nice play by Lynn as that ball kind of fluttered up there a little bit. It kind of just hung up there. Ooh, roughing the passer call against Rose. This is going to take that play away and give St. Pius a first down. Big break for the Lancers to keep this drive going.
Huge break for the Lancers. And, Ryan, that's just something you don't want to hurt. A long play like that.
And not only that, but look at where the ball gets marked to the 35-yard line. So it's first and 10 for St. Pius at the Windsor 35. Huge penalty to keep this one, to give St. Pius a chance here.
These are the type of opportunities that you need to take advantage of.
Yes.
Pius.
No question about it.
Lampros getting up into the gun. He's got two out left, two out right, over in the backfield.
Oh,
he takes a snap, and it looks like a false start.
Yep.
Whistle blown dead.
Flag on the far sideline, as well as the head umpire behind the quarterback. They both threw the flag, so that pretty much tells you it was an obvious false start. Good. 5 yards back we go.
That's like a 10-yard penalty now.
Yeah.
So Windsor gets a little bit back from a...
But it's good. Now you got to get 15 yards, though, to get that first down. Instead of 10.
First down. To make a difference. Once again, two out left, two out right for Lampros. In the backfield is... over, he's set. And now it looks like he threw the Windsor Owls off sides on that one. We'll see if somebody moves on the Lancer, but I think it's going to go against Windsor.
Yeah, the rushman. This is typical of game one. You know, you see, it's not unusual to see false starts and encroachments and things like that in the first game of the season. Both teams will shore this up a little bit as often as the season progresses.
5 yards back and we're going to start.
We're back at first and 10 now.
Once again, two out right, two out left. In the gun, Lampros takes the snap, looks to throw out left, pump fakes, and now he's going right back to the back of the 47.
Yeah, Barnes was in pursuit. He was looking for his second sack. He had his eyes set on the second sack, but instead it sure blew him up a little bit. But give Lampros some credit. He was able to scamper back just past the line of scrimmage to at least pick up a yard when he could have lost about 10.
Lober in the backfield. He's going to get the handoff. He's 11 yards. He's going to pick up. we'll see. And sure enough, the officials mark it, so the Lancers
down to the 24-yard line.
Beg your pardon. So now they got something cooking here.
That was Lober's best run of the game so far as he picks up that first down, about 11 yards or so. Keeps the clock moving and keeps the chains moving.
They're going to give it right back to him. He goes through the left hole in between the tackle and the guard and kind of powers his way up there for a couple of yards. It looks like he may have gotten out to the 21-and-a-half-yard line there on the left side.
Looks like you're going to mark him at the 21.
There's Matt Lober on the carry again.
Going to be second down in about
Second and seven, 6:05.
Hyatt starting to knock on the door, Will.
Here they come, driving away. Ambrose gets the gun, and it's a quarterback draw right up the middle.
Ward, the quarterback for Windsor, scores, and now the quarterback for St. Pius answers with a run of his own. And we're going to be tied temporarily at six, depending on the conversion here.
So Lamprock making a difference out there for Pius on that one. As he makes a 21-yard touchdown run. Bill Ward had a 41-yard touchdown run. St. Pius also going to go for the extra point attempt kicking wise. Ryan Almany looks like he'll do the duty. And the kick is up, and it is good. The kicker on that one, he puts it through the uprights and gives the Lancers an early 7-6 lead, 5:54 here to play in the first quarter. Listening to high school football here on KJ, take a short timeout.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the Noble Deal.
Noble. It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with the Noble Deal, the Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate, or about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months, or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler. Noble.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lampros receives the gun. He's got a post corner route, but it is tipped into the air. Diving catch. Did he have it? I think he did. Touchdown, State Pius. Would you believe it? The Windsor Owls, Joel Farmer, had the tip pass, knocked it up into the air, and then St. Pius's Dustin Birch came down with the ball in the tip into the end zone for a touchdown. So credit Luke Lampros with the touchdown pass there, and St. Pius extends their lead from 6 now to 7, and pending an extra point, they can make themselves an 8-point lead here
So a big, big change of events going on. So my goodness, how about that play? So because of the excitement and action, couldn't quite give you the reset I needed to, but now I can. I'm going to replay where he's gone. It's been a battle of quarterbacks. Luke Lampros, two touchdown passes and a 21-yard touchdown run as the snap is up. Kick is well short, tipped at the line, no good. So anyway, Luke Lampros, two touchdown passes, both on some post-corner routes on that right corner of the end zone. One came at about 30 yards. That one came from about 20 yards. And Lampros had a 21-yard touchdown run as well. That's how St. Pius has 20 points. And Isaiah Ward, quarterbacks, because Cale Ward of the Windsor Owls, he has two touchdown runs. One, a big one, 41 yards off of a speed option on the right edge, or a read option, I should say, on the right edge. He got off to the side, and then he scored going to the left side about 20 yards into the end zone. And they have 13 points. They were able to kick one extra point. And then they missed their other extra point. And that is where we stand. 20-13 St. Pius with 4:53 to play in the first half. Lots of penalties so far as St. Pius getting set to kick off. But that is kind of what you'd expect in the first game of a football season of the new year, especially at the high school level. Some mistakes being made, but that'll obviously clean up as we go on. St. Pius set to kick from the 40-yard line. The kick, a little squibber up the middle, and it's tipped. Live ball, everybody diving on the ground, but it looks like the Owls came up with it diving, and indeed they did. Officials point to the left side as Windsor in their whites. They're going left to right, and they're going to take over here at their own 43-yard line, beg your pardon. So Cale Ward heading back out there for another possession for the Windsor Owls. Brandon Fouts hasn't gotten a ton going on the ground, the senior running back and the leading rusher returning for the Windsor Owls this year. Brandon Fouts, a very talented young man, but hasn't been able to get things going. But Cale Ward has picked up the pace for the Windsor Owls so far in this one with a couple of touchdown runs. And he has himself over 70 yards on the ground rushing. Ward in the gun. He's got two out right, one out left, two tailbacks, putting him in the backfield. Set to pass. Throwing it deep on the right side to the big tight end. Baker reaches up and makes the catch in double coverage down at the St. Pius 32-yard line. What a play by the big man, Baker. That's exactly what they intended to do early up this year. Talking to Coach Westermeyer, they wanted to utilize Baker some more. He's a big man, led the team in touchdown passes last year, or catches, I should say, last year. And he comes up big, moving the ball across midfield. And now Windsor threatening to answer St. Pius's touchdown. Ward with the snap, fakes right, now gives it to the tailback left, who splits a couple of defenders and powers his way all the way down to the St. Pius 13-yard line. A big run there by the Windsor Owls, number 32, Max Wolcott. He's had himself a nice game. Brian Reinhammer mentioned earlier that he got himself going with a big 14-yard run before we had our difficulties, and he answers that with his best run of the game. That one about 16 yards. Ward in the gun. This time he hands it off to Wolcott once again on the left side. Not as lucky this time, though, as he only gets a couple of yards down to the St. Pius 1-yard line as he went right up the middle. And that's where the ball will be marked as well. 4:05 to play now in counting in the first half. Once again, St. Pius leads 20-13. Ward's been very effective at this part of the field all game. We'll see if that's what they do, continue the run. Two receivers, one out right, one out left. Ward is going to take it himself, gets across the right edge, switch defenders, gets tackled, powers his way all the way down to the 1.5-yard line on the right edge. That's good enough for a first down. So it'll be first and goal from the 1-yard line for the Windsor Owls as they have wasted no time at all answering the St. Pius Lancers touchdown. Five plays and then all the way down to the 1-yard line. A rush, a pass, and then three more rushes, and here we stand. Ward in the gun. Wolcott to his left, takes a snap, hands to Wolcott. He's stuffed at the line by a rush of St. Pius defender. Late flag comes in. We'll see. Late flag there. I don't know if they grabbed a face mask or not, but we'll find out here in just a second since the officials confer. Either way, he was stuffed short, and it is a penalty on the Windsor Owls, they call it, on a late flag. It's going to move them back roughly 10 yards. Can't quite tell what was the call on the play, though. That's all the edge was putting back. It looks like it might be a... I'm not sure. They haven't really clarified too much. We're all confused over here up in the press box and what it is. And either way, it moves them back 5 yards. Interlock blocking, helping the runner. So a little extra push there. Anyway, Ward back to pass on the snap. Fires into the end zone. Tip ball into the air, but it falls incomplete as Windsor doesn't get the same luck as the Lancers do. It hits the ground. So now it's going to be 2nd and 5. So no loss of down on the interlock block. So 2nd and 5, and the ball is on the 6-yard line. Or 2nd and goal, I should say. No way for a first down. So Cale Ward in the gun. Once again, he's got one receiver out right in Jason Lynn. Wilcott's in the backfield. He's going to take the ball to himself on an option, but he is sworn by a bunch of Lancers, and he gets a couple of yards off the right edge on a game tackle by St. Pius. So it's going to be 3rd and goal with 4 yards to go into the end zone as Camarado led the charge for the St. Pius Lancers on the tackle. That's Luke Camarado, that is. Camarado with a big play there. So 3rd and goal. So after Windsor wasted no problem getting down to the 1-yard line, the penalty, and now St. Pius is threatening to stuff him here. Ward in the backfield. He gets the snap from the shotgun. He hands it off right side. He's got a little bit of an edge. Great tackle off the edge by the Lancers. Trying to identify who that is down to the 1-yard line. And that tackle is going to be Elijah Dale with the big tackle. Ethan Riesel is the ball carrier on the play. One of his first carries of the ball game. So big stop by the Lancers. Now we'll see if they elect to kick a field goal. Does Windsor Westermeyer contemplating? And he's going to send out Cale Ward, and they're going for 6. Down by 7, 2:12 to play in the half. Here at Father Tolton Field at St. Pius High School. Big play here. 2:05 to play in the first half. Ward in the gun. 2 running backs, 2 tight ends set. Hand off right up the middle is Wolcott, and he crosses the line. Touchdown, Windsor. And they convert on 4th down, and it's now 20-19. And depending the extra point, we might have ourselves a tie ball game as Ward comes off the field as they'll elect to kick the extra point attempt with 1:57 to play. This game been going back and forth. Anything you can do, I can do better. It almost seems like every time one team scores, the other answers. So Windsor able to overcome a little bit of a mistake on the penalty and get themselves into the end zone on a 4th and goal. Now we'll see if the kick will convert in order to tie the game. Snap, hold, kick is up, or smack dab through the uprights, and good by the kicker, Dylan Michael. So it's good. 2020, we're all knotted up here at Father Tolton Stadium at St. Pius High School. You're listening to 1400 KJF. We'll be back with the kickoffs when we come back.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Barbecue season is always in season at Kettle Hut Smokehouse in Crystal City. Hi, I'm Jeff Kettle Hut, and my Memphis-style baby back ribs, pulled pork, brisket, whole turkeys, and sides are a great idea for all your family get-togethers, upcoming holidays, birthday parties, and more. Don't forget to add our desserts, including our handmade pies, cobblers, and bread pudding to any event. Remember, Kettle Hut Smokehouse for all your catering needs. On 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City. Kettle Hut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
Kick by Windsor goes relatively deep back out to the 25-yard line and a big return all the way out to the 46-yard line of St. Pius. The kick returner on the play there, Ben Breeze, just a sophomore, 5'7", 145. Running back and defensive back doing the kick return duties on that one. Breaks it out to the 46, 45-yard line out there for St. Pius, right in between in the half. So St. Pius will have 1 minute and 48 seconds to try to give themselves a lead as they enter the half. Of course, the Lancers receive the kickoff, meaning that they will kick off to start the second half. So a score here would be crucial for them to be able to get themselves a lead. Otherwise, Windsor will have a chance. Lampros in the gun in that air raid offense. Two out right, two out left, one running back in the backfield. He's going to hand it off to the running back. Goes off the right side edge, breaks a tackle, and is able to scamper for about a couple more yards. The ball carrier on the play there was Andrew Sale on that one. Sale, a junior, 5'8", 166 pounds. One of his first carries of the ball game. Of course, St. Pius having to go with a little bit of a committee in the backfield because Jalen Thornton is out of the ball game. Thornton did not reach the required amount of practices. You need 14. He failed to get that to start, so he'll miss week one. Lampros takes the snap, hands it off to Wolcott in the backfield. He's got a lot of room to go, breaks it across all the way down to the 34-yard line as he's upended down there. So a big, big run stopped by Jason Lynn, and if it wasn't for Jason Lynn, he may still be running. Big run there for St. Pius. 1:08 to play. Clock stops with the chain moving. Now 1:07, clock moving. Two out left, two out right, receiver in motion. Oh, and it goes to the receiver, but he fumbles it, picks it up off the ground. Now he's running off the left edge, tackled at about the 33-yard line there. There are a couple of flags in the backfield. Ball carrier on the play, Elijah Dale, who came in motion from the X spot. We'll see what the penalty calls. And it's going to go against St. Pius on the illegal shift, so illegal motion there by the Lancers. And that's going to send them back 5 yards and negate the play. 57.1 seconds remaining in this first half, 20-20 ball game. St. Pius looking to take a lead heading into the half. Football going to be spotted at about the 39-yard line. It's on the left hash, near side towards the press box, closest to the Windsor Owl sideline. Lampros gets the play call from the head coach, Jerry Woods of St. Pius. Now they go into the huddle. Clock now starts to run. 54 seconds now and counting. And now the Pius Lancers hustle to the line. Lampros has two receivers out right, two out left, one tailback to his left, and he's in the gun. Lampros takes the snap, takes the handoff, and another penalty. This might be the same variety of that or a false start. We'll see. Indication is that it's on St. Pius. We'll find out what the officials have to say. And it's a false start on St. Pius. Festus, if you missed it earlier, we posted on the Twitter. They came away with a 29-26 win. Central leads Sullivan 21-6. That's on J98 Web TV. Crystal City with a 14-13 lead over Chaffee in the second quarter. While Owensville on J98 has a 14-12 lead over Potosi. That's in the first quarter of action. At the end of the first half, Farmington and Fox are all knotted up at 7. 31 seconds now in counting. Lampros in the gun. Quick throw out right to the tailback. Hammered in the backfield by the Winter Owls. And he is down at the 46-yard line. Jake Baker, the do-it-all tight end, gets him in the backfield. And other scores from this game, from other games, Grandview trailing 21-0 to Scott City at the end of the first half. Jefferson with a big 26-6 lead over Kabul in the second quarter. Valley Catholic doing Valley Catholic things, up 48-0 over St. Vincent in the second quarter. And Kennett is up over Fredericktown at the end of 1-13-0. As the clock winds down, St. Pius elects to play it safe. And that's the end of the first half. We're all knotted up. It's a good one here at Father Tolton Field here at St. Pius High School, 20-20 right here. You're listening to AM 1400 KJF. We'll come right back with a quick recap here of this ball game.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here. At Comtree, we have been providing services to our citizens in Jefferson County and the surrounding area since 1974. We are a comprehensive health center providing family medical care, dental care, behavioral health, and substance abuse treatment services. We want to be your health care home. Check us out online at mymoinfo.com or call us at 931-2700. Comtree, health happens here.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the Noble Deal.
No bull.
It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with a no-bull deal, the Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all-new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate. Or, how about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months, or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the noble deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler. Noble.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a beauty to start the 2016 season here at St. Pius High School, home of Father Tolton Stadium. Cheerleaders out doing their routine as we get set for a little bit of a halftime recap for you. It's been the battle of the quarterback. The big question coming in was really how is St. Pius' new quarterback, Luke Lampro, going to adapt to the new system coming all the way from Chesterfield, Missouri, up there. And he's, well, the answer is he's done well, very well, as a matter of fact. He's got a couple of touchdown passes, and both of the same play type of variety. One was about a 30-yard touchdown pass out to Elijah Dale on the right side. And then the second, he had himself a nice 21-yard run. Of course, we'll go in chronological order to get things started, and it started for the Windsor Owls. It was Cale Ward with a big 41-yard touchdown run in the first quarter that gave Windsor a 6-0 lead. They failed to convert the extra point, so remained 6-0. But then St. Pius answered right back, a 21-yard touchdown run of his own by Luke Lampros, the quarterback. A nice score that was off the left edge, and they made their extra point. That made it 7-6. And then it was Windsor all over again, and they had a 20-yard run from Cale Ward this time around. That put them up 13-7. And then that's when St. Pius decided to throw the ball and work a little bit of that Mike Leach-esque offense Coach Woods was talking about, talking with him before the game. He said that they were going to take whatever they got from Windsor, and they've been doing just that. Of course, the majority run plays, but the pass plays that they've had been very effective, including that big 30-yard touchdown pass to Elijah Dale in the second quarter. That was in the right corner of the end zone. That wasn't the only touchdown pass, though. Is right after that, about a 20-yard variety, same type play, except it was tipped into the air by the Windsor defender, and Dustin Birch came down with it for the touchdown catch off the right side. That gave Pius a 20-13 lead, or a 20-13 lead, I should say. And then it was Windsor coming back on an answer of their own on a run right up the middle. After they got stopped on a penalty, it was fourth and goal, and they were able to power their way into the end zone on a Max Wolcott touchdown, and that's where we stand. Their extra point went good, 20-20, 12 minutes left here at halftime, but that's where it is. It's a good one out here. Definitely going to want to make sure you come back and listen to the conclusion of the second half, but I'm going to send it back to the studio, so they're going to give them or everybody an update of what else is going on in our listening area. In terms of high school football, you're listening to 1400 KJ.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
Are you in need of print solutions?
The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's currently 79 degrees here at KJF Studios. I'm Jeff Whitener, and welcome to the KJF 1400 Gridiron Halftime Report. And as you may have heard, we had a little technical difficulties to start off the game, but we've got a good one in our KJF Game of the Week. Windsor and St. Pius are tied at 20 after the first half of play. Windsor was able to drive down, as Will Cheshire said, and score with just a couple of minutes remaining in the first half. So Windsor and St. Pius tied at the moment. And before we take a listen to that first half highlight, we'll take a look at current scores from around the county at this time. And looking at our game that was played earlier today, Festus defeated Vashon 29-26. That game had to be played at Sumner High School in the city. There were some technical issues that prevented that game from being played at Vashon like it was supposed to be. Also, our J98 game of the week, Owensville, is up on Potosi 14-12 at halftime. Our KREI game of the week, that's a good one as well. Defensive struggle, Farmington and Fox are currently tied at the end of the first half at 7. So 7 all as they go into the second half there at Fox. Our J98 web TV game of the week has Central leading Sullivan's 21-6. That game is in the second quarter. At Chaffee, it looks like Crystal City has a slight edge in the second quarter. At this moment, it's 14-13, Crystal City over the Chaffee Red Devils. At the end of the first half, Scott City is up over Grandview 21-0, that game at the half. No score reported yet in our Confluence Prep Herculaneum game. At the end, at halftime, in Kabul, it's Jefferson 26, Kabul 12 currently. In the second quarter, in St. Genevieve, Valley Catholic has a comfortable 48-0 lead over St. Vincent. In Fredericktown, Kennett leads Fredericktown currently 13-0. That game is at the end of the first quarter. At the end of the first half in Perryville, DeSoto up on Perryville 20-15 at the moment. St. Genevieve leads Dexter 14-0. That game's at the end of the first half. Hillsboro and Afton, we don't have a score reported on that game yet. In the second quarter at Seckman High School, the North County Raiders lead the Seckman Jaguars. That score is 14-0 currently. And we currently do not have scores reported in yet over the St. James Cuba game or the Northwest Francis Howell North game. But we will, as soon as we get those, we will update you on those. We're going to take another short break, and we'll be right back with the highlights as they are in the first half. I'm Jeff Whitener for KJF.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the Noble Deal.
Noble.
It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with a Noble Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate. Or how about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months, or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2016 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler. Noble.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
And we are back here in the studio with the KJF 1400 halftime report. And as we mentioned earlier, with technical difficulties in our transmission from St. Pius High School, we weren't able to record a lot of highlights for you, but we can tell you that it's been an action-packed game so far in the first half, and back and forth between the two teams. The contest started out with a 41-yard touchdown to put Windsor up 6-0 in that game. Now, St. Pius responded quickly and scored two touchdowns, and they went back up on top of Windsor 14-6 in the second quarter. But with 1:57 left in the second quarter, Windsor tied it with St. Pius. KJF's Will Cheshire said it best, saying that when the team scores, it isn't long that the other one responds right back.
Here at Father Tolton Field at St. Pius High School. Big play here. 2:05 to play in the first half. Ward in the gun. Two running backs, two tight ends set. Hand off right up the middle is Wolcott, and he crosses the line. Touchdown, Windsor. And they convert on fourth down, and it's now 20-19. And depending the extra point, we might have ourselves a tie ball game as Ward comes off the field as he'll elect to kick the extra point attempt with 1:57 to play. This game been going back and forth. Anything you can do, I can do better. It almost seems like every time one team scores, the other answers.
And that's where we leave this one at the half. It is Windsor and St. Pius tied at 20. We'll be right back with a final check of our regional scores before we send it back out to Will Cheshire and Ryan Reinheimer for the call of the second half of your Game of the Week right here on KJF.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the Noble Deal.
Noble. It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with a Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate. Or how about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months. months or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deer, Lucas Smith Chrysler. Noble.
Jeff Whitener back here at our KJF studios for our KJF 1400 Gridiron Halftime Report. And we'll take one final look at our scores before we send it back out to St. Pius High School for the second half of our KJF Game of the Week. Currently on our J98 Game of the Week, it is Owensville 14, Potosi 12. That is at the end of the first half. On our AM 1800 KREI Game of the Week, we are knotted up. Goodwin down there at Fox. It's Farmington 7 and Fox 7, and that is in the end of the first half. Here also, as we mentioned, it's 2020 Windsor and St. Pius after our first half on our KJF 1400 Game of the Week. Our Web TV Game of the Week on J98 Web TV. Central leads Sullivan 21-6, and that is at the halftime as well. We had one earlier game played today. Festus defeated Vashon High School 29-26. That game was played at Sumner High School today. At the end of the first half, Chaffee has now scored several unanswered touchdowns. They lead Crystal City 33-13 now at halftime. Scott City at the half leads Grandview 21-0. No score yet reported from our Confluence Prep Herculaneum game. And at halftime at Kabul, it's Jefferson 26, Kabul 12 currently. And the second quarter, Valley Catholic doing what they do best. Valley Catholic 55, St. Vincent 0, and that is in the second quarter at Valley Catholic. At the end of the first quarter, Kennett leads Fredericktown 13-0. At halftime, DeSoto up over Perryville in Perryville 20-15 in that game. At the end of the first half in St. Genevieve 14, Dexter 0. Hillsboro and Afton, we have no score reported in that game as yet. North County leads Seckman 14-0 at Seckman High School. The Raiders up over the Jaguars. That game is in the second quarter. And we have no scores reported yet in our St. James and Cuba game and our Northwest Francis Howell North game. But as soon as we get updates on those, we will be happy to pass that along. All right, we'll take another brief break, and we'll take it back out to Will Cheshire and Ryan Reinheimer at St. Pius High School for the start of the second half.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter size paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
off the second half of action here at St. Pius High School. We're all knotted up 20-20 between the Windsor Owls and the St. Pius Lancers. Windsor, your visitors. St. Pius, your home team. St. Pius, they received the opening kickoff, meaning that they will kick off to the Windsor Owls to get things started. Cale Ward has been the story for the Windsor Owls so far. He's got himself a couple of touchdowns to help lead the way. St. Pius, all Luke Lampros. He's thrown for two touchdowns, ran for a touchdown. They've really struggled to get the ball going on the ground, though, without the running back Jalen Thornton, the sophomore. That freshman running back, of course, ran for over 1,000 yards last year, 13 touchdowns, led the team in both categories. But we're all set. Two fingers in the air. St. Pius with the kickoff. It's a real short one recovered by Windsor and going straight to the ground at the 46-yard line on the onside kick. And it looks like the recovery on the play is going to belong to Ethan Riesel. So Ethan Riesel comes up with the onside kick, and that's where they'll start on their own 46-yard line. Cale Ward marches back out there for yet another series for the Windsor Owls as they look to try to take their first lead since they were up 13-7 early in the second quarter. Ward in the gun. He's got a receiver out right and a receiver out left. Backfield split in between them. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Faust in the backfield. Brandon Faust powers his way up for about a gain of 4 yards on the play as they're going to mark him at exactly midfield at the 50-yard line. And there's a Lancer down on the field, and he is in excruciating pain, it looks like. You can kind of hear his yell from here. Trainers out on the field trying to find out who it is as the players take a knee. But you could hear that yell coming from the field all the way up here in the press box, so it doesn't look good. It appears to be his left leg on the play. He's got his right leg curled up in the knee position. Left leg is out, and he's on his back as we're trying to find out who it is. But we're going to go ahead and take a short timeout here on 1400 KJF as they attend to the injured player. We'll be back with more.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
And fortunately, it looks like it was just a cramp on the play as the injured player for St. Pius, Dustin Birch, but he's walking off under his own power and he was getting stretched out on the field by the trainer. So fortunately, just a cramp, something that's fairly common in the hot and humid heat of Missouri. You got the Windsor Owls and Cale Ward's offense marching back out onto the field. St. Pius Lancers defense comes back. And let's go ahead and thank our sponsors, Sir Dyke Harley-Davidson in Festus, Hopkins Flooring Company in Festus, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Crystal City Herculaneum, and St. Genevieve in Comtrey, comprehensive health centers. And don't forget the YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus. Ward, he's going to pass this time. Three receivers out right. He's going to throw to his running back in the flat. And he's going to juke a defender and then power his way across the 40 inside down to the 38-yard line on the right side, pushed out of bounds. The running back on the play, Max Wolcott, with the catch out of the backfield. And that's a first down for the Windsor Owls. Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus. Special thanks to them. Presbyterian Manor in Farmington. Mineral Area College in Park Hills. First State Community Bank in DeSoto. Festus, Hillsboro, Imperial, and Washington. UPS store in Festus. Good thanks to all of our sponsors allowing us to bring this game to you. A handoff to Fouts. Out of the gun and the pistol, but a swarm of Lancers corral him right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of a yard on the play, but that's about it. Jared Cork with the tackle. Tom Arriaga, one of two seniors on this team, and the only senior that's been on this team since he was a freshman. Luke Lampros transferred just this year. Ward, two receivers out right, one out left. He's going to take the snap, and he's going to keep it on a read option. He's going to go around the left side. He catches the edge. He's got a lot of running room all the way down to about the 15-yard line. They're going to mark him just short of that at the 16-yard line. Kel Ward, once again, showing his legs in this one. All over the place, already with a couple of touchdown runs. Got to be approaching close to 100 yards on the ground rushing in this one. Of course, he had the big 40-yard run early on in the game. That's another first down, and a special thank to our sponsors, Coldwell Bank Holsey Real Estate in Farmington on that first down. Of course, our halftime show, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. They specialize in special orders. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it for you the very next day. Ward with the snap. Hands it off into the backfield of the running back. Wolcott gains it out across the 15 inside to about the 13-yard line as he goes from the left hash to the middle of the field. And that's where the ball will be marked. So Windsor, nice run of about 4 yards. It's going to be second and six all the way down at the St. Pius 16-yard line. So we mentioned Ward now in the backfield, split. Going to do a read option with Fouts. He keeps it, breaks through a tackle, and now he's going to go down to about the 15, inside the 15, to the 13-yard line. He scampers inside of the right edge, and that's where they'll mark it towards that right hash. So Windsor in their opening drive of the half, certainly driving, leads to a couple of big plays. One, a swing pass outright to Wolcott, and Cale Ward carried it with a big about 20-yard run, and then that time rumbles for about 6 yards out of the right hash. One receiver outright. One out left now. Backfield is split in between Ward. Receivers are Lynn outright, and then, or I should say, Springcamper outright and Lynn out left, taking the snap and a run right up the middle. Inside to the 4-yard line by Brandon Fouts. That's going to be good enough for a first down. So the chains team is done as its first and goal from the 3-yard line. Windsor threatening to score in their opening drive of the half here as Fouts comes off the field. Take a break.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Max Wolcott rumbles his way into the end zone for a touchdown as Brandon Fouts came out for a break and they gave way to the goal line back, Max Wolcott, who came in and scored his first touchdown of the night. So 27-20, extra point up and good for the Windsor Owls. And so now St. Pius is going to have a chance to answer as Windsor scores on their opening drive of the game. Special thanks to the UPS Store in Festus. Kettle Hut, I beg your pardon, that's the second touchdown for Max Wolcott. We forget that he scored the last touchdown of the first half for Windsor. Kettle Hut Smokehouse in Crystal City and the Screen Spot in Festus. Special thanks to all of them. So Windsor Owls kick it off. They elect to do so from the left far hash for the press box and the right-handed kicker. We'll see if they kick it deep or onside. They're going to kick it deep. A line drive kick. That might go out of bounds, but indeed it will not. Recovered by St. Pius, and he is rattled at the 38-yard line by a swarm of defenders. Looks like leading the way on that one for Windsor was Dusty Zubata. So Zubata flies over and makes the tackle on special teams. St. Pius will start their drive on their own 29-yard line on the right hash farthest from the press box. Luke Lampros comes out to lead the Pius offense once again. Lampros with two touchdowns through the air, one on the ground. And Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customers since 1914. Those stats were brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. So special thanks to them. Lampros gets his signal call from Coach Woods, and he heads on out as the Lancers are going to go ahead and send a receiver out left, two out left. Beg your pardon, they're doing trips out left, one out right, and a tailback in the backfield. Now a runner in motion, whistle from the referee. We'll see what's called here. As well before the snap or anything of that nature, no flag on the play, but just the official blowing the whistle. Now the line judge coming to talk to the head official from the backfield. And they're having a nice conversation. Now there's a flag on the play, and it's going to be false start on St. Pius. So they lined up offside on the play on that. And that's going to push them back 5 yards. So after starting at the 28th, then I'll start at the 23-yard line and face a first and 15. Not the start you want if you're the Lancers after giving up an opening drive touchdown to start this third quarter. 27-20, Windsor Owls lead it with 9-12 to play in the third quarter. Lampros has really established himself so far. It's got to be a good sign if you're Coach Jerry Woods. No turnovers from the quarterback. Couple touchdowns through the air, one on the ground. Has really been doing it all in the absence of Jalen Thornton. This time he takes the snap. Hands off to the runner in motion. He gets through a hole, breaks one. Nice spin move as he gets down to about the 37-yard line. Tripping him up on the play was the Windsor defender, Jason Lynn, the defensive back. Now the ball carrier of St. Pius is down, but now gets up a little bit slowly. He sits up. Now he's back on the ground. It looks like he's holding that left leg. We'll see. Definitely a leg injury as we try to get the number on the player to find out who it is. It now looks like it might be the left ankle as the trainer's holding it. We'll find out. We're going to go ahead and take a short timeout here on 1400 KJF as they attend to the injured player. 27-20, Windsor leads over St. Pius.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the Noble Deal.
No Bull. It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate, or about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months. Or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
No Bull.
Back on KJF, 27-20, the Windsor Owls lead. As it looked like another cramp on the play, as it looked like it occurred to Lober. That's what it occurred to. So a tough break there, but he should be okay with just the cramps. Matt Lober, of course, started in this game over Jalen Thornton, and so they won't want him to be out for long. Scoreboard, 27-20, Windsor Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America bringing the scoreboard your way, the way you want to live. Go to FarmingtonPresbyterianManor.org. Lampros in the gun. Got four receivers out right. Now he hands off to the guy coming from left in motion. He is swarmed in the backfield and knocked down for a loss of a couple of yards there. The ball carrier, Andrew Sale, and a swarm of Windsor Owls as they were not fooled at all by that play call. That's going to push them back a couple of yards. On that one, it's going to be a long third down attempt here for St. Pius. Got to imagine they'll throw the ball here. Well, they might play it safe with a run. We'll see. But Lampros has proved that he's got the arm and can throw it. So we'll see what they elect to do. Zerowals with a four-man front, playing a base 4-3 defense. St. Pius. Lampros in the gun, two out right, two out left. He's back to pass. Everybody going out. He's alone in the backfield. Throws to the crossing receiver a little bit behind Elijah Dale, and it goes off of his left shoulder pad, incomplete, as he couldn't quite haul that one in. That's going to cause fourth down, fourth and 11, and surely this punt team will come on, and indeed they will. So St. Pius forced to punt on their three-end out to start that their first drive of the second half. Windsor's got two returners back. Fourth and 11, 7:28 to go. They lead it 27-20 here in the third quarter. High snap over the head. Punter handles it. Gets the punt away, and it's a solid punt. It's going to bounce all the way, picked up at the 33-yard line and tackled at the 33-yard line as Joel Farmer was the ball returner on that one, but he had nowhere to go. So the St. Pius Lancers were able to cover that one well. Truman Schlute, or beg your pardon, Jared Court, came away with the tackle on that one, leading the way for the Lancers, but he wasn't the only one to swarm the ball carrier Farmer there. So Cale Ward, the senior, out to lead the Windsor Owl offense yet again. He's been successful, leading him to four scoring drives so far in this one. Last year, Cale Ward threw for 665 yards, 11 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. He had 83 attempts, 46%. Hand off to Fouts. Fouts breaks free right at the middle, makes the man miss on the right side, and he's dragged down from behind as he crosses midfield down to the 40-yard line. A potentially touchdown-saving tackle there by number 81, Grant Beeman, but Brandon Fouts rumbles for a gain of about 20-plus yards, 26 yards on that one. So a 26-yard gain from Brandon Fouts. Windsor would love to get him going. He got himself going a little bit in that last drive, so you might be seeing some life from Fouts. In the gun is Ward. He's going to hand off this time, bring it right up the middle is Wolcott, and he goes all the way down to the 32-yard line as he runs it between the left tackle and left guard for a solid gain of about 8 yards. Going to bring up the second and a long two here for the Windsor Owls. So Windsor picking up right where they left off from the last drive of this game. St. Pius could use a big stop here. Ward in the gun. Split to backfield. Hands off to Fouts, and Fouts runs off the right edge, crosses for a first down, down to about the 28-yard line. That first down, first and 10, Coldwell Banker Husky Real Estate in Farmington, selling our community 1 yard at a time. Fouts taking another break as he heads to the sideline, checking into the game and going into the backfield for St. Pius, or Windsor, I should say, will be Ethan Berry. Cale Ward going to go from the gun. He's going to have Wolcott on his right side. Berry's going to be on his left side. Receiver outright is going to be Lucas Springcamper. Two tight ends, including Baker, in the game. Hand off to Wolcott. He's going to go up the middle as he splits a defender and crosses the 25 down to the 24-yard line for a gain of about 4 yards. Tom Arriaga on the snap there, the senior defensive and offensive lineman. Arriaga has really stepped into a leadership role on this team. Coach Woods says it really wasn't that hard for Arriaga. He kind of says he was a natural leader of an example, always competing hard at practice, and that's much needed for a team that only has two seniors. Ward gets a defender to jump earlier. Let's see if he was drawn off, but it looks like it'll go on the defense. We'll see. And it is. It's going to be in offsides on the defense to encroach that tight end Ward on the right side. Or not Ward, I should say Baker, beg your pardon. Ward, of course, the quarterback. That's 5 more yards for the Windsor Owls. That's going to bring them all the way down to the 20-yard line, 19-yard line. So they're inside the 20 in the red zone yet again. Windsor continuing to pound the rock, and they're being real effective at it. Coach Westermeyer, not afraid. Ward takes the snap. This time he's going to pass, going to throw it to the right side, finds it to Luke Camper, and he makes a diving catch at about the 9-yard line, and it's complete. So Cale Ward to number 21, Lucas Springcamper, registers his first catch of the 2016 season, And that's a first down for the Windsor Owls, down to about the 10-yard line. Now they have it on the right hash, closer to their bench. Ward in the gun, takes it, going to pass yet again. Now he's going to scramble right up the middle, going to power his way across the 5-yard line, spins his way, keeps himself pushing all the way to the 1-yard line as it takes about 6 defenders to bring down Cale Ward as he threatened to get his 3rd rushing touchdown of the night as the clock ticks just under 5 minutes. 27-20, Windsor Owl leads if you're just joining us. Looks like another injury timeout on the field. Maybe another cramp as he's holding out his right leg. He's out there. We're going to take a short 1-minute break here on KJF. Once again, Windsor leads it 27-20 over St. Pius with 4:52 to play in the 3rd quarter.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
First and goal for the Windsor Owls, 4:52 to play in this game on KJF. Owls threatening. Ward in the backfield. One receiver out left. Bunch formation. Going to hand it off. Two Fouts. He's untouched for the touchdown. And Windsor is going to take a 33-20 lead. Nobody even touched Fouts as he practically walked into the end zone on that one. As him and Ward with a little celebration technique. 33-20 as Windsor takes their biggest lead of this ball game, and we'll see if they can convert the extra point. That would give them a 14-point lead in this game. So St. Pius has found themselves in a hole in their first home game. The snap, place hold, the kick up and in. So Windsor indeed takes the 14-point lead as that kick goes through by Dylan Michelle. After missing his first kick, he's been effective in the points after attempts to follow. So, 4:43 to play, 34-20. The Windsor Owls lead it over the St. Pius Lancers. We'll be back as the Lancers look to answer here on 1400 KJF.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Barbecue season is always in season at Kettle Hut Smokehouse in Crystal City. Hi, I'm Jeff Kettle Hut, and my Memphis-style baby back ribs, pulled pork, brisket, whole turkeys, and sides are a great idea for all your family get-togethers, upcoming holidays, birthday parties, and more. Don't forget to add our desserts, including our handmade pies, cobblers, and bread pudding to any event. Remember, Kettle Hut Smokehouse for all your catering needs. On 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City. Kettle Hut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
Line drive kick by the Windsor Owls. Fisher takes it, and he brings it out to about the 38-yard line of St. Pius, and that is where they will start their drive in need of a score, down by 14 with 4:37 to play in the third quarter of action here on our game of the week opening night of the football season here in Jefferson County. Luke Lampros back in at quarterback. He's going to have two wide receivers out right, two out left, and a tailback to his left, starting on the right hash. Lampros in the gun. Takes the snap. He's back to pass. Seven-step drop. He's been pressured. Now he's got to go. He's getting pressured real quick. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage and some more as he breaks the tackle and goes across midfield down to the Windsor 49-yard line. Luke Lampros doing it all once again. That play, he looked like he was dead to rights in the backfield as Nick Barnes was pursuing him, and it looked like he had him, but he was able to escape the pressure, slip through the tackle, push it across midfield all the way down to the 49-yard line of the Windsor Owls. So Lampros with a big run. That's their first down of the half. Yeah, he started off in the backfield, and he turned a 14-yard run, and he really ran about 25 yards for that run. So he was really scattered in that backfield, but that's what a mobile quarterback can do for you. And I had the opportunity to talk to Mr. Lampros a little bit before the season, and I asked him, I go, what do you like better, your arm or your legs? And he goes, I'm all about using my feet, baby, using those words right there. He loves scrambling, but kind of hard to believe a little bit after the throws that he's made in this game, but Lampros, he can do it all, and so far he's proven to be a big asset here for St. Pius early on in this game and season, especially with running back Jalen Thornton out. But his team in a big hole, down by 14, under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. So he'll need to answer here as the Windsor Owls and Cale Ward, his counterpart at quarterback, has been able to drive all over the St. Pius Lancer defense so far. This time, Lampros has three receivers outright in trips formation. One close to the sideline on the left hash. Back to pass. He's pressured again, and this time he can't escape. He throws it away, and they're going to say he threw it when his knee was down, and that is going to be a penalty as the Owls were all over him on that one. It looks like on the play that was Brendan Ahrens, the junior, 5'11", 272 pounds, blowing right through the middle and forcing Lampros into a tough decision. He tried to get rid of the ball. He just could not do so in time, as that is the flag on the play, although the officials haven't officially came out and announced the penalty, which you already know it's going to be grounding. Sure enough, intentional grounding, as expected, and that's going to mark them all the way back, and that also is a loss of down as well. That puts them all the way back to the 33-yard line, plus a loss of down, a big 15-yard penalty, or even more than 15 yards, because it's where he threw the ball, and it's down at the 33-yard line. So it's now going to be second and 27 for St. Pius. So a costly mistake there by Lampros. But he was dead to rights from the beginning there. Three out left. He's going to hand it off, play it safe, pounding up the middle, going nowhere as he runs into a brick wall of Owl defenders. He gets it out to about the 35-yard line. The runner on that play for St. Pius, James Len, gets the ball carrier on that one. The tackle, Brendan Ahrens, once again, 78 all over the place, the last two plays for Windsor. Although he's going to come off the sideline, catch a quick breather, as he'll be replaced. Windsor comes out of that 4-3 defense. A couple safeties, the strong and free safety, as well as the two cornerbacks. Lampros in the gun. This time three out left, one out right, and the tailback to his left. He's in the gun, takes the snap. It's a quarterback draw right up the middle, and he looks like he's got some daylight. Gets a guy's block there. He's across midfield at the 50. They're going to swing him. He's down the sideline, across down to the 25, 20, all the way down to the 15-yard line of the Windsor Owls as he loses the ball out of bounds. Out of breath on the play. No yellow, no laundry on the play. And a huge run there by Luke Lampros. All Luke Lampros is he's exhausted, limping back gingerly, not hurt, just tired on the play. A huge run there, close to about 50 yards on that run. But Luke Lampros makes a big run, gets out midfield, makes a mistake on an intentional grounding, and he makes it all back up on a quarterback draw, 50 yards. They'll have it on the left hash. Three out right, one out left, a tailback to his right. As expected, a handoff to the running back as he pushes his way forward to about the 12-yard line. Max, or beg your pardon, Lenz. He's the ball carrier. Brendan Ahrens back into the game, and he makes the tackle on that one. I would have been very surprised if that ball would have meant to Lampros running after that long run. He needed a break there. Three out right, once again, one out left. Lampros in the gun, and it looked like some early movement from a receiver out right. We'll see, and indeed it is. False start on St. Pius. That's going to push him back 5 yards, so it goes from second and eight to second and 13 on the play. And that's going to bring the ball back to the 18-yard line of Winter. But how about Luke Lampros? A huge run. He's got to be approaching 100 yards rushing himself in this game. Got a couple of touchdown passes as well. So Luke Lampros doing it all. Under 3 minutes to play now in the third quarter. Man in motion. The handoff on the sweep. Running off the right edge. He's got a little bit of room, but not a whole lot of room as he's tackled off the right side. The running back, or I should say the receiver in motion there that had the run was Dustin Birch. He went from left to right on that play and got tackled out on the right edge. Now the ball will be on that right hash. There's a Pius player down on the field, and he's hurt. Mike, is it Birch? It looks like Birch, the ball carrier, is the man on the ground. Might be cramps. We're going to go ahead and take another short timeout here on 1400 KJF. 2:37 left to play in the third quarter of this one. The Windsor Owls lead at 34-20, but the St. Pius Lancers are threatening. Don't go away.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here. At Comtree, we have been providing services to our citizens in Jefferson County and the surrounding area since 1974. We are a comprehensive health center providing family medical care, dental care, behavioral health, and substance abuse treatment services. We want to be your health care home. Check us out online at mymoinfo.com or call us at 931-2700. Comtree, health happens here.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back on tape, yeah, it looks like Birch is finally getting himself off, but he's actually getting helped off the field. That may have been more of a cramp. He's putting no pressure on that right leg, but we'll break down the scoreboard for you now. Third quarter action on our J98 game. That could be heard on 98.5. Owensville leads over Potosi 21-18 on AM 800 KREI. Farmington and Fox, they are nailed in a good one as expected, 20-20 in the fourth quarter. And then on the J98 Web TV game, Central continues to pull away over Sullivan 33-6. Of course, Festus defeated Bashan earlier 29-26. Crystal City getting crushed by Chaffee 39-13 in the third quarter. Grandview getting beat by Scott City Big 46-8. Jefferson with a 26-12 lead over Kabul in the third quarter of action. And Valley Catholic, 68-0 over St. Vincent in the third quarter. Lampros has got three out right, one out left as we're back ready to resume. He takes the snap, quarterback keeper. He's going to go to the left edge, crosses the 10, gets the block, into the end zone, touchdown, Lampros. St. Pius and the Luke Lampros registers his fourth touchdown of the night, two rushing, two through the air. That one, a 20-yard scamper, or a little bit less than that, I should say, about 15 yards on that one. But the quarterback keeper is good, and it is now 34-26. Field goal team coming out as they try to make this a one-score game with an extra point. Kicker for St. Pius, Zach Schmidt coming out. He's a junior, also plays tight end and defensive back at 6'1", 180 pounds. Line closes in tight. Ball marked at the two. Centered. Snap. Pull. Kick. Up, and it is no good as he hooks it left. So Schmidt, a lot of velocity. Got a good leg onto it, but he hooked it just left. No good. So with 2:29 left to play, the Windsor Owls lead it 34-26, but Luke Lampros cuts it in half. We're heading to break here on 1400 KJ.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the Noble Deal.
No Bull.
It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with a no-bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate. Or how about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months, or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler. Noble.
The Lancers getting set to kick off after a Luke Lampros touchdown, his second rushing of the night. He's also got two passing. Schmidt set to kick from the 40. It's an onside kick, easily handled by the Windsor Owls, though. They dive on it at about the 47-yard line. Windsor Owl number 28, Ethan Reisel recovers that one. That's a second recovery of the onside kick, so he's playing well on that front line. So now Kel Ward marches back out, and it seems like every time Lampert has scored a touchdown, Kel Ward has answered. We'll see if that'll be the case here, as St. Vias defense has had a tough time stopping the Windsor Owls team. St. Pius defense struggled last year, and that was something Woods really wanted to emphasize. Ward, he's got three out right, one out left. He's back to pass. Ward throws it short to Fouts, but he throws it ahead of him, and Fouts can't handle it. Incomplete pass. No good on that one. We talk a little bit about that St. Pius defense, and the Lancers, they were definitely trying to emphasize that over the offseason. Talking to Coach Woods, I asked, what was the biggest thing you need to improve on? And they go, defense, defense, defense. Well, it's in large part because they allowed close to 34 points a game last year, 33.9 points total, and they are right at that mark right now as the Owls have 34. Ward takes the snap, hands it off. Wolcott powers his way across the 50-yard line down to the 48-yard line, so he is in at St. Pius territory. So Wolcott with a big rumble run. He's had himself a decent ball game as well. Wolcott is your in-the-trenches back. Talk to Westermeyer, and he said that Wolcott's in there. He's going to run it through the seams. He's going to be that guy. He'll get the occasional sweep run to mix it up, but Fouts is usually going to be your speed guy. Ward, this time he gives it to Fouts, who sure enough goes on a counter on the left side, powers his way, but doesn't get much as he's met by the St. Pius Lancer defense. Gains about 2 yards on that one from the 49 to the 47-yard line of the Lancers. That's going to bring up fourth down, fourth and three. Looks like Westermeyer wants to go for it at the 47-yard line, and why not? You've had success driving the whole game. You might as well give it a go. You already converted a first down attempt or a fourth down attempt earlier at the goal line, and they're going to look to try to make that drive last a little bit longer here. Ward, he's got a receiver out right, two backs, Wolcott and Fouts in the backfield. It's a keeper to Ward, and he's going to make it. Crosses the first down marker and more all the way out to the 40-yard line is where he's going to be marked down, right in the middle of the field, a little bit left center. So a first down for the Windsor Owls as we're just over a minute to play here in the third quarter. 34-26, Owls lead. Now the clock resumes with the chains getting set. 101 to play, and now we're officially under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Kale Ward takes the snap. He's running. He gives it to Fouts. Fouts breaks it up the middle. He's got a long way to go, and he goes all the way down to the 21-yard line before he is tripped up and tackled there on the option run from Ward to Fouts. Elijah Dale comes up with the tackle there. So Dale with a big stop, a touchdown, saving tackle. Clock goes. Once again, 47 seconds and counting now. Ward, once again, got Wolcott to his left. Fouts to his right, takes the snap. This time he is a keeper off the left edge. He gets a block, and he's across the 15 inside, down to about the 12-yard line, as he's knocked out of bounds on the far side, left side of the field, as Windsor Owls are going left to right. He picks up a first down on the play. It was close, and we'll see where he's marked. He's going to be marked at about the 10-yard line, but just behind the 10-yard line. So he will be able to, the Owls will have a chance to pick up a first down if necessary. Ward, once again, in the gun. This time hands off to Fouts. He's going to go off the right edge. He's off the right hash. Now he's met by the Lancers, and he's tackled on the play. But it looks like Elliott Fisher, who comes up with a big tackle, as he makes his way down all the way to the 3-yard line. So the Owls, 3 yards away, 16 seconds and counting. We'll see if they just let the clock kill. I'd be surprised if they have another play, but we'll see. And that's going to do it. That's going to wind down the third quarter here at St. Pius High School, Father Tolton Stadium. The Owls threatening to increase their lead. They already have a 34-26 lead here at the end of the third quarter. You're listening to 1400 KJF.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter size paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Windsor Owls, of course, reversing field. They were going left to right. Now they're going right to left as they take those white uniforms. Now a little bit dirty with the grass, as Ryan spoke about earlier in this game. It's rare that you see grass, and it looks like well-kept. It looks very beautiful out here versus the turf. And a nice crowd on hand, no doubt about it. Stands are full. Good student turnout here for the St. of Hyatt Lancers. And it looks like the Windsor Owls traveled great as well, as expected. Not very far away, but of course in different conferences. And lots of lawn chairs out there on the left side end zone, closest to the high school. Cale Ward in the gun now as we're set to resume action to begin this fourth quarter. Ward in the gun. He takes the first snap of the fourth quarter. He hands it off to Fouts. He powers his way for the touchdown. So Brandon Fouts, action. Big touchdown for the Windsor Owls as they have had their way with the St. Pius Lancer defense so far in this one, running all over them. A couple of, not a bad pass, though, early on in the opening of the half and the opening drive from Ward to Baker. Left-handed kicker is out. The snap, the place hold is good. The kick is up right off the right post, and no good on that one from the Windsor Owl kicker out there. That's Dylan Michelle. He misses that one. Missed the first one as well of this game, but he had been good in between. So the Windsor Owls lead it 40-26 over the St. of Pius Lancers here with 11:56 to play. A proud thank to our sponsor, Sir Dyke Harley-Davidson in Festus, Hopkins Flooring Company in Festus, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Crystal City, Herculaneum, and St. Genevieve, Comtray Comprehensive Health Centers, and the YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus. Our scoreboard score of the game, as I mentioned, 40-26. Presbyterian Mainers of Mid-America, the way you want to live. Go to Farmington at presbyterianmainer.org. Windsor Owls getting set to kick. They're going to choose to do so on the far half. That's the right half. The Lancers, they'll now go from left to right like they did at the beginning of this football game. And it's going to take another Luke Lampros drive if they want to stay in this ball game, as they need to score. That's a good kick. Might go out of bounds, but it's picked up at the 20. And he's going to break it out to the left, gets a seam, and powers his way along the sideline out to the 35-yard line as Seth Irvin, the junior, 5'7", 145-pound wide receiver, brings it out, and that's where they'll start at the 37-yard line, 35-yard line on the far hash. So Luke Lampros getting set to go back out. He has been the offense for St. Pius tonight. Really has made a good first impression for those St. Pius Lancer faithful out there. He's got two passing touchdowns through the air, one to Eli Dale, the other to Dustin Birch, and he's got two touchdown runs as well. And then he also has his longest run of the game, of course, was a 50-yarder that came after he rushed for 15 yards, got across midfield after being at the 35, and then he gets sacked, intentional grounding as he's getting sacked. That pushes him back to the 33-yard line, and then he breaks the 50-yard run. Now he's in the gun. He's got a runner in motion going right to left. It's a reverse, and there's a lot of room on the right side. Lots of green grass in front of him. He's gone, but there's a flag on the play. Gets the block, breaks it, goes out to the right side across the 30, down to the 29-yard line. We'll see what that flag was. I couldn't quite tell. The ball carrier on the play was Elijah Dale on that one. Holding on the St. Pius Lancers, and that play is coming back as there was two pieces of laundry thrown on the field there. Big, big mistake for St. Pius. Penalties have hurt them in this game, and that play would have taken them all the way down to the 30-yard line, but instead, it's a loss of 10 yards on the holding. Well, a loss from where the holding occurred, I should say. So that'll actually make the ball spotted at the 34-yard line. So it'll be second and 11. So after first and 10 from the 35 of St. Pius, it'll now be first and 11. At the 34-yard line, no loss of down on the holding play as the Owls and Westermeyer obviously wanted to accept that one. They did not want to allow St. Pius to get down to their own 30-yard line. So first and 11 now from the 34-yard line as the big run was negated. Lampros in the gun yet again. He's got two receivers out left. He's got one out right and a tight end and a tailback out to his right. Takes the snap, passing all the way, five-step drop. Now he's going to run. He's got a little bit of room. Pump fake, gets a defender, powers his way with a bulldozer. But standing his ground is Joel Farmer, who takes the hit. But it's a nice gain of about 5 yards on the play. A little bit of words exchange there between the two players, as you'd expect in a football game. A lot of emotion in this one. Competitive ball game, and we're in the fourth quarter. Ball's now placed at the 39.5-yard line. It's going to be second down and 5 yards to go. Lampros has two out left, one out right, and a tight end on the right side, as well as a tailback to his right. Of course, he's in the gun. Takes the snap. Passing yet again. Lampros, pressure, throws it out right. Oh, and the ball is dropped, which would have probably resulted in a first down, but unable to make the catch out there was James Len, the junior running back. Incomplete, and that's a big drop there by St. Pius. Lampros hit him right on the numbers. So a couple of mistakes have hurt St. Pius, and this one has negated that first down that they've gotten twice. Now they're tasked to convert a third and five in this one. They're going to have two receivers out right this time, one tailback out right, just one receiver out left. Lampros in the gun. Leg up in the air, signaling motion. Indeed, he gets a runner in motion going right to left. There's the handoff, splits back in between, powers his way to the 42-yard line, but he is going to be short. So it's going to be a fourth down and about 3 yards to go. Lampros, we'll see if they go for it. Down by 14, 10:30 to play on their own 41.5, 42-yard line. They are going for it. Luke Lampros in the gun. Three receivers out left, trips. He got one out right, tailback to his left. Back in the gun, Lampros, quarterback draw right at the middle, powers his way for a first down. But there's a yellow flag on the field, and we'll see what that's called as a late kind of tackle. Lampros looks like he's a little shaken up on that one, but he's okay. But, of course, the big signal on that one, now it looks like the Windsor Owl guy is actually hurt as well. As we try to get a number, there's also a flag on the play that happened while it was in action. He's in pain, snapping the ground. I don't know if this one's a cramp. We try to identify who that is. We're going to go ahead and take a short timeout here on 1400 KJF. St. Pius converts the first down, but a penalty is on the field, and we're going to go ahead and hold on that timeout because there's a holding call on the play. It's on St. Pius. That'll cause a fourth down. So it'll be fourth down, and roughly probably it looks like it'll be about 9 yards. So it'll be fourth and 9 when we come back. 10:15 to play in this one. 40-26, the Windsor Owls lead over St. Pius here on 1400 KJF.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan,
contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member
FDIC.
First
State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Owl Herd on the play. Dylan Michelle, the junior 5'10", 235-pound linebacker, getting helped off of the field, hobbling off, not putting any pressure on that left leg. On the play, Lampros was able to scramble for a first round, or first down, I should say, but there was a flag on the play, a holding, bringing him back 9 yards. It'll now be 4th and 9, starting at the 31-yard line of St. Pius. The Lancers, though, going to go for it, down by 14 with 10:15 left to play in this one. Lampros, 4 touchdowns total in this one, and those stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. So Lampros, 4th down play, pivotal spot in this one. 2 out right, 2 out left, man in motion going right to left, handoff, now a reverse. And they're going to go back from right to left, and he has it in the backfield, but he is gobbled all over. And on the tackle on that one, Kyle Redmond comes out of nowhere, the defensive end, and it's a turnover. And the Windsor Owls look like they are in good shape here as they're going to take over at the 32-yard line with 10:07 to play in a 14-point lead here for the Windsor Owls. And with the way that offense has been churning, it's going to be tough to stop him in just 40 yards as Cale Ward comes out on this one. Cale Ward probably had the play of the game earlier, and that play of the game, a 41-yard touchdown run. Unico Bank cares about you like family. For a car, home, or commercial loan, see Unico Bank. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. So Ward going to come out in the gun in the usual set. One running back to his right, one to his left as he splits smack dab in the middle. Going to hand it off this time. Running up the middle on the right hash, getting a gain of about 4 yards on that one. But looks like there is a flag in the backfield. It's going to be holding on the Windsor Owls. Ball carrier on that one was your runner, Max Wolcott. But it does not matter as that play will be brought back a little bit. And because it's a game at just about 4, going to go back 10 yards. And it'll probably be first down, and we'll see where they mark it on the play. They're going to mark it on the 45-yard line here on the play. So big, big break there for St. Pius. As they need all the help they can get right now to stop this Windsor Owls team that's been running all over them. First and 23. The holding took place 3 yards into the backfield. So if you're St. Pius and you have a first and 23, you have to stop him in the fourth quarter with just under 10 minutes to play. Ward in the gun, split by his two running backs, Fouts and Wolcott. Back to pass. Ward, deep pass, left side, trying to get Baker, and he just overthrows him over that left shoulder inside the 20-yard line, incomplete pass. So that's another help for the St. Pius Lancers, really on a passing play, down by 14. The clock is your enemy at this point. And on an incomplete pass, obviously that clock is going to stop, and that's going to bring up second down. So it'll be second and 23 now for the Windsor Owls. Ball marked at the 45 of St. Pius on that right hash, furthest away from the press box on the sideline. So in the gun now is Ward. He's got 3 out left and a receiver's 1 to his right. In the backfield is Wolcott. Swing pass, 2 fouls. He catches it, gains about 10 yards, crosses the 35, now down to the 30, inside down to the 27-yard line. Ball is loose, but they say the ground caused the fumble. A gain all the way down to the 27-yard line, a huge gain for the Windsor Owls, and that is big for them because they went from a second and 23 now to a very, very manageable third and about 5 on that 18-yard gain. The Ward in the gun yet again. Baker, his tight end, lines up on the right side. He's got a receiver out right and a receiver out left. Takes the snap. Running on the option, Wolcott powers his way, crosses the 20 inside to the 18-yard line, and that's good for a first down. The Windsor Owls go from first and 23 to first and 10 at the 18-yard line, a crushing blow to the Lancer defense. It looks like there's an injury down on the field, and it's a St. Pius Lancer. Can't read the number from up here as he's lying on his back, and he is hurt. We're going to take a short timeout. 8:54 to play in this one. The Windsor Owls lead it over the St. Pius Lancers, 40-26. You listen to AM 1400 KJF.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the Noble Deal.
Noble.
It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate, or about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months, or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Noble.
Looks like Mr. Clamp there for Zach Schmidt at St. Pius as he walks off the field on his own power. But the story of that one, a huge first down for the Windsor Owls. First and 10 from the 18-yard line of St. Pius. Ward in the gun. One receiver out right, one out left. Split backfield. Takes the snap. He's back to pass. Three-step drop. Lob pass into the end zone to Baker. It is caught, but I think he was out of bounds. And indeed, he was incomplete. Nice job by Baker, though, to adjust on that one, but there's a flag, and it is right where that ball was thrown. So you got to imagine it's interference of some sort. We'll find out. Pass interference on the defense of St. Pius. So it looks like Windsor will catch a break there and gain some yards. But a nice adjustment there from Baker. I know it didn't count, but that ball, he was at first turning to catch it over that left shoulder. Then he had to turn around and catch it on his right shoulder on the sideline. Almost made a terrific catch to keep that in bounds, but the ball thrown way too far out of bounds to actually have a chance. But it doesn't matter. Pass interference on the play, that's going to move the ball all the way up, give them an automatic first down. Ball is inside the 10-yard line now at the 9. First and goal for Windsor. 8:48 to play in this one. They have a 14-point lead, 40-26, and they are threatening to score again. Fouts with two touchdowns, Wolcott with two touchdowns, and Cale Ward with two touchdowns for Windsor. Six touchdowns total for the Owls. Baker, the tight end, out to the left. They're going to hand it off to Fouts. Fouts swarmed in the backfield, but he's able to get back to the line of scrimmage for a gain of nothing. Ball at the 9-yard line. Lampros comes up with the tackle for St. Pius. A big tackle. They got to stop him here, especially with time treating him. A three-score game with under 8 minutes to play. You don't want to say that's insurmountable, but it's very tough to come back from. Ward in the gun. This time hands to Wolcott. No, he keeps it himself on the read option. He's still keeping those feet moving, powering his way, beast moding it all the way down to the 1 yard line in the corner. Oh man, he almost pushed that one in. It looked like he was dead to rights at about the 8 yard line, but he kept those feet moving and was able to push those defenders down all the way to the 1 yard line on the left hash. And that's where the ball will be marked. It will be second and goal, or third and goal, beg your pardon. So third and goal for the Owls. We'll find out who's going to get that third touchdown. Wolcott in the backfield. Fouts in the backfield. Ward in the backfield. Got to imagine it's going to be a run. Whistles blow it. Looks like it's an official timeout. They're going to go and have a conversation. Not quite sure what that could be, but we'll see. It sees that the chains have it marked as a second down. The scoreboard has it marked at third down. It is third down, but we'll see if that was the issue. And indeed, that was, as the chains person is going to flip that sign from 2 to 3. Well, official pointed over there. Either way, they're back ready to play football. Ward in the gun. Hands it off to Fouts. Rumble. Young man Rumble. Touchdown, Winter. And Fouts has his third score of the game. Pushes the lead to 46-26. Their biggest lead of the night for the Owls. And Fouts has his third touchdown, picking off right where he left off from last season. Brendan Fouts last year, he rushed for 8 touchdowns. Well, he is well on his way to surpassing that mark. He's already got 3 touchdowns in this one. That touchdown has sucked the life from the St. Pius Lancer faithful here as they trail now by 20 points, maybe 21. We'll see if this extra point, a new kicker out there for the Owls, and it is up. And it is short, no good. But there's a flag. It looks like it's going to be roughing the kicker, and they're going to get another chance. The kicker, J.D. Elders, was roughed up on that one. And we'll see if it's roughing or running into the kicker. Reason for the new kicker, as Ryan Hammer just pointed out for us, is because Michelle, who was previously injured, if you remember earlier on the play of the previous drive when the Lancers had the ball, he was hurt. He is the kicker, and he has yet to be able to come back from the game. So that marks why they have somebody else out there doing the kicking duties in J.D. Elders. And Elders probably going to get his second half, but the Owls going to call a timeout. Coach Westermeyer wants to talk it over because now they got the ball on the one-yard line, so you might want to go 4-2. We're going to take a short timeout here on 1400 KGF. 46-26, the Owls beat it over St. Pius here at St. Pius High School.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
The Windsor Owls lead it with 7:31 to play in the fourth quarter. Brandon Fouts just scored his third touchdown of the night. And then the extra point attempt, well, roughing the kicker on the missed attempt. Another mistake for the Lancers. And now Windsor, going to go for 2 now that they have it at the one-yard line of this one. So Ward back in the gun, surrounded by his good friends, Fouts and Wolcott. Wolcott getting this one, powers his way in. 2-point conversion is good. 48-26 now. The Windsor Owls lead it over the St. Elias Lancers with 7:31 to play in this one. This game brought to you by Third Eye Harley-Davidson in Festus, Hopkins Flooring Company in Festus, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Crystal City, Herculaneum, and St. Genevieve. We're going to go ahead and send it back to the scoreboard here as we get more into action. Potosi leads it over Owensville, 24-21 over on J98 in the fourth quarter. Farmington defeats Fox 26-20 in an overtime thriller on AM 800 KREI. On Web TV, Central has a commanding lead over Sullivan, 39-12. And another action, of course, Festus over Vashon, 29-26. Chaffee defeats Crystal City, 39-19. Scott City with a big win over Grandview, 46-8. While Jefferson leads over Kabul, 26-12 in the third quarter. Valley Catholic, unbelievable, 77-0. Over St. Vincent, still time to play in the fourth quarter. Kick by the Windsor Owls is going to go out of bounds. That's going to draw a flag, and St. Pius will start it at the 40-yard line. And other scores Fredericktown is losing to Kennett 49-10 in the third quarter. DeSoto with a 20-15 lead over Perryville in the fourth quarter. St. Jen with a 14-0 win over Dexter in the third quarter. And Hillsboro jumps out to a great start, 42-0 win over Afton. And then North County leads over Seckman 34-0 in head coach Doug Baker's first game. And St. James over Cuba 13-6 in the third quarter. That is a scoreboard update for you so far here on 1400K. Jeff, of course, this game getting a little out of hand. Windsor Owls now lead at 48-26, but you've seen stranger things have happened. And with Luke Lampros, he's been very impressive. He can make a big play happen at any time. So the Lancers definitely still have some life. And they're going to take over at the 35-yard line, their own 35-yard line, after the ball gets kicked out of bounds. Coach Woods, as I've mentioned before, taking a little bit of a page of Mike Leach's offense from Texas Tech. Of course, Coach Leach now over at Washington State University, where he's turned that program around. And you have to expect you'll see some air raid offense here in the fourth quarter, down by 22. Lampros in the gun. Instead, they're going to give it off to the running back. He stopped in the backfield, somehow magicians his way out of it. But then he gets back and tackled even further back down at the 33 or 28-yard line, I should say. And instead, they're going to give him forward progress. So he's tackled at the 30-yard line as the ball's closest to the near hash here of the press box on the right side of the field, going left to right for the Lancers. Lampros in the gun. He's got three receivers out left, one out right, and a running back in the backfield to join him. In the gun. Screen pass out left. Caught. But breaks free the tackle, but he stumbles out across the initial line of scrimmage to the 36-yard line. Seth Irvin with the catch. He misses his way out to the 36-yard line. Now it's going to be 3rd and 9 for St. Pius. Trips out left once again. One receiver out right. Lampros, quarterback draw up the middle. They've had a lot of success with this one. And Lampros powers his way just short, it looks like, of the first down. Down on contact as the ball came loose. But they're going to mark him down at the 39-yard line. Just short. So it's going to be 4th and 1. You got to go for it when you're St. Pius at this point in the ball game. 6:05 to play now in counting. Now under 6 minutes to play. 48-26 Windsor Owls lead it over St. Pius. Lampros in the gun. They want to have any hopes of getting back into this game. They got to convert here on 4th and 1. Owls defense has been terrific in this second half of action. Lampros in the gun, gets his receiver to go in motion. Now takes a little bit more time. Owls have just given up one touchdown in this first half. Handoff on the run. Powers his way, and he's stuffed by the Windsor Owls defensive line. They've marked him short, and the Owls force the turnover with the St. Pius Lancers. They're going to take over, and that will probably wrap this game up, as you have to imagine that they're just going to run the football now to take some time off of the clock. So Cale Ward is going to come back out there for the Windsor Owls. Well, not just yet. I guess they're going to have a measurement now after they initially said, no, he didn't make it. And then the officials conferred with each other for a little bit. Now they agreed to bring out the chains. From my point of view, it looks like he is short. However, it's far away. I wish I had LASIK surgery in my eyes, but I don't. So we'll see if I'm right. And I'm wrong. First down, St. Pius Lancers. So the officials marked it short at first. They reconvened, talked, changed the spot, gave them a little bit more room, measured out the chains, and it's the first down for the St. Pius Lancers. So life pumped back into the veins for the St. Pius football team. Herculaneum is losing to Confluence Prep at the moment, 34-12, for another scoreboard update. Of course, if you want any of those updates while you're listening to this ball game, you can log on to MIMOinfo.com. We got ourselves a scrolling scoreboard up there. Two receivers out right, one out left. In the gun is Lampros. Back to pass, five-step drop, and now he's rolling out right, pressure. A lot of room. He's going to try to get around the defenders, and he will. He gets across the 45, now to the 50. Now back to the 40 of the Windsor Owls, down all the way to the 34-yard line. Luke Lampros using those yags yet again. He's well over 100 yards rushing in this ball game. So Luke Lampros keeps life alive in this St. Pius offense. Looked like they were dead just a few minutes ago on that fourth down play. And now, all of a sudden, they're at the Owl 35, under 5 minutes to play now. They trail by three scores. Lampros in the gun. They got to be moving quickly. Three out left. Takes the running back up the middle. Lots of room. He's across the 25. Blitzfield going back to the left, reversing all the way to the 15. He's going for that left pylon inside the 10, down to about the 7-yard line. A big run from St. Pius as Sale all the way down. Andrew Sale, the junior, takes it down to the 7. Most importantly, got out of bounds. And now the Pius Lancers are real close to scoring again to try to make this a 2-score ball game. So after that fourth down conversion, they go two plays, a big one from Lampros, then Sale with a big run, and now it looks like a timeout on the field. It looks like Coach Woods called that timeout. 48-26, 4:38 to play in the fourth quarter of this one, but the Lancers threatening to score. They have it on the 7-yard line. It'll be first and goal when we come back here on 1400 KJF.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Windsor Owls lead it with 4:38 to play in the opening night of high school football here on August 19th of 2016. Lampros in the gun from the 7-yard line. Quarterback draw. Now he's going to bounce it out to the left side. Pulled over to the defender for the touchdown. Luke Lampros scores his third rushing touchdown of the ball game. He's got 5 total touchdowns. All of the St. Pius Lancers touchdown belong to Luke Lampros. 32-48 now. We'll see what Coach Woods decides to do. You got to imagine they might just choose to shoot the extra point at this point. Doesn't matter. Indeed, they will. So St. Pius gets some life back. 48-32. That's their second score of this second half of the ball game. Our end zone sponsor, of course, Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family with a pool or spa from Home Pools and Spas. They can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Kick is up, and the kick right smack dab through the uprights and in. 48-33. Windsor leads it over St. Pius. So the Owls got to be expecting the onside kick here at St. Pius. It's going to need to get this ball back. Coach Wood believe they have 2 timeouts remaining in this one after calling a timeout on that last play. Reminder that our pregame show brought to you earlier was by Fleek's Equipment in St. Genevieve. A special thanks to them. Luke Lampros, though, 5 touchdowns in this one, and then it's been the ground attack for Windsor. Those are your 2 stories of the ball game. St. Pius down right now by 15 points with 4:33 to play. But if you're a Lancer fan, you have to be happy with what you're seeing from Luke Lampros, especially when you've lost freshman, or I should say sophomore now, running back Jalen Thornton in this game. Really a big blow to that offense. But Lampros has been all but advertised, everything that has been advertised, I should say, about him, as he's been absolutely terrific. He's shown off his arm through a 30-yard touchdown pass, and then another touchdown pass, both to the right corner of the end zone. 3 rushing touchdowns in this one. And then the Windsor Owls, they have just bulldozed the St. Pius Lancer defense. Lancer's getting ready to kick. Schmidt, his kick, onside, bounces. Loose ball picked up by the Lancers. There's a flag, though. It looks like it's going to be offside here on St. Pius. But Windsor has just had their way with that St. Pius defense. We talked a little bit about earlier how the Lancer defense had given up 34 points per game last season. That was one thing they really wanted to emphasize this year and make a big point. As I mentioned, that was all Woods really wanted to talk about would be the biggest change for this season. But unfortunately for them, they have not been able to do so, as indeed they falsely started on that onside kick. So they will have to retry, this time from the 35-yard line. So the Lancer defense has not come up, but it's a large credit to Greg Westermeyer and the Windsor Owls as well. That option has been dominating for them so far. When you have Wolcott and Cale Ward, that's a tough, tough, tough combination. That trio doing a lot of good things for the Owls on offense. Onside kick, this one in the air, caught and going straight down to the ground at the 48-yard line. That time, Nate Browning recovers it of the Windsor Owls. Browning, a 5'9", 154-pound as a sophomore, plays defensive back, also one of the backup quarterbacks on this ball club. So Cale Ward marching back out. He's had two touchdowns. Brandon Fouts has three touchdowns in this ball game. He's been absolutely terrific. Max Wolcott, not to be outdone, has two touchdowns. And right now, that combination between Fouts and Wolcott has been absolutely terrific. Wolcott, 5'11", at 186 pounds. Fouts, 5'10", 196 pounds. And you might be thinking, well, Fouts weighs more. Why isn't he kind of the bulldozer back? Well, he's got the speed. Wolcott, he's the stocky kid. Fouts is a little bit taller than Wolcott. Ward in the backfield takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to Wolcott. Wolcott breaks the tackle, bounces off, goes outside, left side, across the 40, inside the 35, down to the 32-yard line before he is pushed out of bounds by the St. Pius Lancer defender, Riley Nager. Nager, a freshman, 6'2", 162-pound defensive back. The Windsor Owls push it all the way down to the 33-yard line. 4:20 to play in this one, 48-33. They lead it here in the opening night of high school football. Owls, just two wins last year, but they're well on their way of getting their first W of the season, which is going to be a terrific start on the year and going to give them an opportunity to help push that win total. And with more experience from Ward, Fouts, and Wolcott, you're not surprised. Hands it off, this time to Fouts. Fouts bounces offside. He's got a wide receiver blocking him. Splits defenders, breaks it across inside the 20-yard line on the right hash, down to the 19-yard line. Brandon Fouts continues to run well. Struggled a little bit in the first half of this game to get things going, but he has really turned it on in this second half of action after the first drive, as he's got to be approaching 100 yards himself in this ball game. Of course, I mentioned he had three touchdowns. He had eight all of last year, so he is well on his way to surpassing that. He was close to rushing for 1,000 yards last year at 800, just over 800 in the 2015 campaign. Fouts comes off the field for a break, and there's also a timeout on the field. And with that timeout, we are going to take a short break ourselves. 48-33, the Windsor Owls lead it over the St. Pius Lancers with 3:56 to play in this one. You're listening to 1400 KJF.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the Noble Deal.
Noble.
It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with a Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate. Or how about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months, or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Noble.
Up the middle, rumble his way all the way down to the 6-yard line. A new ball carrier there on that one, Colby Price, the sophomore, 6 foot, 171 pounder, getting some action in this one. As this game, it looks to be getting wrapped up here, 48-33, 3:47 to play in this one. Ball now marched at the 6-yard line of St. Pius. The Owls threatening to score again as they may push it past 50 points for the first time this season. Last year, the Windsor Owls averaged 22.3 points per game. They allowed 36, so they're right about average on defense, but their offense doing a terrific job. In the backfield, a handoff once again, rumbling on the left side, trying to get through, spinning his way, and now he's met by a whole handful of Lancers, stopped at the 5-yard line. Running back Colby Price, new quarterback in as well, Nate Browning, a 5'9", 154-pound sophomore, getting an opportunity for some action out there as well. So subs coming into this game for the Windsor Owls. We'll keep you posted if we continue to see any more changes as well based on what we see. Nate Browning, just a sophomore, didn't have any varsity experience throwing the ball last year at all as a freshman. So that's his first action as a varsity high school player, so congratulations to him at the quarterback position. And he's going to get the carry this time. Snap it, powers his way, dives into the end zone for a touchdown. Nate Browning scores his first varsity touchdown at the high school level. A nice moment for the young sophomore, and it also pushes the lead 54-33. The Windsor Owls lead it over the St. Pius Lancers to put an exclamation point on what should be an opening night victory for Coach Greg Westermeyer and his football team. Just 2:31 to play now. Be interesting to see if we have the initial kicker returning in this one. Of course, that kicker was Michelle. He was hurt earlier. But doesn't matter. They're going to go for two anyway. Browning back out there. He's going to hand it off. Price powers his way up the middle, and he scores. So Colby Price converts on the two-point conversion, 56-33. The Windsor Owls lead it with 2:31 to play in this one. We're going to take a short time out here on AM 1400 KJF. Once again, Windsor Owls lead it over the St. Pius Lancers with 2:31 to play in the fourth, 56-33.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Face mask by the Windsor Owls on that one at about the 30-yard line as St. Pius on the return. Looks like that'll go on Dusty Svoboda on that one. So Svoboda going to be charged with the face mask, going to give the Lancers 15 more yards on that play. So personal foul, timeout by St. Pius. In this one, scoreboard sponsor 56-33, brought to you by Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America. The way you want to live, go to FarmingtonPresbyterianManor.org. A reminder, most games have gone final so far in our listening area. There was a thriller over at Fox High School. Farmington came away with a 26-20 overtime victory over there. Of course, all the scores on our running scoreboard at MIMOinfo.com. And don't forget to tune in afterwards. We're going to go straight to the End Zone Show, brought to you by, to give you all of the scores. And we'll hear from all the area coaches as well as we break down this first night of high school football action here in Southeast Missouri. Coming into the game is St. Pius Lancers. They also have some substitutions out there for you. Lampros is out at quarterback. I was trying to see who this new quarterback is. draw right up the middle, and the quarterback is Elijah Dale. Elijah Dale, the quarterback, comes into the game for St. Pius, and Elijah Dale comes in. Jared Court, now your running back in the field, as he took that carry right up the middle for a gain of about 4 yards. So Dale in the gun. He's set, ready, hands off. Right back to Gwart. Fires back up the middle. Gets a couple more yards, crossed the 50, down to the 48-yard line for Court. So Jared Court with a couple of handoffs back-to-back. Clock now under 2 minutes, minute and 40 to be exact, and counting. 56-33, Windsor leads it. St. Pius takes the snap into the backfield. This time holding on to it. Running it to the right side is Elijah, and he's tackled down at about the 46-yard line, just shy of the first down marker. The first down marker at the 44. He gets to the 46. Clock now at a minute and 18 seconds in this one. A big win here for Coach Greg Westermeyer in the Windsor Owls. You know, it was real funny talking to him prior to the game. He goes, I really don't know what to expect from this team. It's week one. You never know. As snap is called under center, he's going to roll out left, and he's going to look to throw. He's going to find his man. Oh, but dropped on the play. The St. Pius Lancers, Dre Townsend, couldn't come up with that one. Just a freshman there. So no good. Failed fourth down conversion. Windsor Owls will take over. But back to Westermeyer. You know, he talks about it. He goes, Will, to be brutally honest with you, I don't know what to expect this team. I know I have the same kind of core guys returning, but you just don't know in week one of the season. It's high school football. The players play up, they play down, and it's just a matter of what I can get. And I know Coach Woods and this program has built a good team, so I'm just kind of going to cross my fingers, hope for the best. And, well, the best certainly came out tonight for the Windsor Owls. 56-33, they lead it. And that tandem, that trio, I should say, not a tandem. You got yourself out there, Cale Ward at quarterback, and then you have Brandon Fouts as one of your running backs, and then Max Wolcott as one of your running backs. Three seniors as they get set to just take a kneel here, and indeed they will. It's backup quarterback Brown at kneels as we're under a minute to play and counting now. Those three guys, all three seniors on this team, they combined for all of the touchdowns. Fouts had three touchdowns. Well, I shouldn't say all of the touchdowns, as Browning was able to get his first touchdown at the end of the game, but Fouts, three touchdowns for him. And then you had yourself two touchdowns from Cale Ward and two touchdowns from Max Wolcott. And that's absolutely unbelievable to get eight touchdowns in your game, seven from that core group. That option attack really doing well as there goes the snap and another knee there as we're inside 30 seconds to play. So definitely something to look out for. And if you're a Windsor Owls fan, you have to like what you saw tonight out of that Windsor Owl defense as they give a standing ovation to the Windsor Owls high school football team as they open up the 2016 season with a big 56-33 win at St. Pius High School on the road as the clock strikes zero on the first Friday night of the high school football season. Once again, the score 56-33, led by the trio of Mac Wolcott, Cale Ward, and Brandon Fouts. Thanks for listening. It's 1400 at KJF. We'll be sure to make sure you hear from the head coaches, Jerry Woods, as well as winning head coach Greg Westermeyer on our In Zone show right here on 1400 KJF.
Jeff Widener back in KJF Studios. We will now take you to our Fleegs Equipment In Zone show in progress.
Festus and Vashon squaring off at 4 p.m. That one saw the Tigers hold off Vashon on the road 29-26, the final there. The Chaffee Red Devils, after trailing by a point early on, it was 14-13 early on in that one in favor of Crystal City. The final, Chaffee 39, Crystal City 19. Scott City, a big win at home for them over Grandview, 46-8. Jefferson, they had to hold off Kabul late on the road. They were up 26-6. That one ended up being 26-24, but the Blue Jays, a happy ride back home. Valley Catholic, well, they're still Valley Catholic, 77-0 over St. Vincent to start off the football season. The Kennett Indians, they might have graduated a stud quarterback, but it doesn't seem to have hurt them a whole lot against the Fredericktown Black Hats. Kennett 57, Fredericktown 10.